Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We'll talk to Eric Wood about it. Former NFL offensive lineman, great offensive lineman for the Bills.
Yeah.
And now an analyst. Wait, you guys were in, what, training camp together 2009, his rookie season?
So my last year in Buffalo was 09. Eric was drafted, of course. We spent a little bit of, I don't know, 2-3 months together.
I mean, offensive linemen don't hang out with defensive backs, though, right, Eric? You're not hanging out with DBs, are you?
I don't discriminate.
I think I've talked to more to E. Wood now since we both work for ESPN, since we played together
right.
the last couple of months. But it's good to have you, buddy. How you been, man?
I'm all good, enjoying this fun Bills ride.
Yeah, we were bummed because I got a buddy who's a huge Bills fan, and I went to college in Western New York, and so we were hoping to have a Browns-Bills AFC Championship game. That would have been really cool, but at least you guys get to go. And Eric, we just got word in the last 5 minutes that Patrick Mahomes, not a surprise, has been cleared from the concussion protocol. I assume the Bills have been preparing as if he were going to play this week.
No doubt, yeah. With him not having a history of concussions either, and I caught the last bit of your conversation prior as you guys were discussing it, and we don't need to go further into that, but I agree with the sentiments there. But with him not having a history of concussions, and that wasn't even that big of a head hit when they came out and said it was more of a neck nerve deal. That made so much more sense to me because as I watched it live, I couldn't really understand it, but you guys know as much as anybody, and Dustin, you in particular, would you see that glaze? I look on someone's face. He had the look of someone who got a concussion, but I didn't understand it because the big shot to the head wasn't there.
No, in fact, in the moment, I kind of thought that it was like an ankle or a knee injury because the way he went down, it was kind of awkward. And then he gets up, and you're right, he kind of had that glazed over eye look, which is typical for a concussion. So that was a concern. But like for me as a Browns fan and Bull, we were like – my gosh, this is the opportunity. I mean, he's out of the game. The Browns have a chance. They're down 5 points. They can come back and win this game. And of course, it would have been so amazing to see a Browns-Bills AFC Championship game. Obviously, that's not going to happen. We're going to see a Bills-Chiefs championship game. And you know
how poetic would it have been in 2020, the year that, especially communities like Buffalo and Cleveland, it's a lot of small businesses, restaurants, a big part of the community, it's not Manhattan, let's just put it frankly. I love both of those places, actually. I'm from Cincinnati, very similar town. But it's like these towns needed a winner, and God said, hey, let's make Cleveland and Buffalo both good this year.
Ewood, I can't tell you how much I'm rooting for Buffalo this weekend. I mean, obviously I'm a huge Browns fan. I grew up in Northeast Ohio. But playing for Buffalo, those fans are very similar to Cleveland Browns fans. They're all kind of like, I don't know, they're blue collar. I mean, we're all kind of on Lake Erie right there. I mean, there's something similar about those two team fan bases, I should say. And, boy, it would be so amazing to knock off the Chiefs. I know it's going to be a tough game this weekend. The spread's, I think, 3.5. But it's a game where I think Buffalo can win, man. And Josh Allen playing the way that he's played, the offense playing the way that they have, and McDermott, such a great coach. I mean, this team is boy, I mean, you and I were there. You played a lot longer than I did, but we got there together in 09. It's a lot different than it was back in the mid to early 2000s.
Oh, you're exactly right. And, you know, I got to play 1 year under Sean McDermott. We remained close friends. As you know, Dustin, as you get older in the league, you end up becoming a little bit better buddies with the coaches than some of the players
right.
at the time. By the time I got done, and my wife was in the coach's wives Bible study and still is really good friends with Jamie McDermott. So all that being said, yes, I still work for the organization, but still just a tremendous fan of so many of the people within the organization. Because even back in 09, right. just the quality individuals and just so hungry for a winner. You see all the work that goes into it. But this Bills team, the collection of guys they have, and similar to Cleveland, like I know a few of the guys on staff with the Browns. It's like they're just easy people to root for. Like Alex Van Pelt is one of my favorite people in the whole world. And so it's like, who, you know, obviously everyone in Cleveland now familiar with him. But it's like the guys in Buffalo that are there, I just root for them so much. But going back to your point on the point spread being 3 points, this is definitely a game the Bills can win. And I'll tell you a few reasons why. I mean, one, they played a pretty tight game in week 6. Now, Josh Allen had just separated his shoulder a week prior. So you have Josh Allen 1 week off of a separated shoulder. No, it was not his throwing shoulder, but that takes a lot away from what he does scrambling when you know you can't take a shot or else you could be removed from the game. So he's 1 week removed from a separated shoulder. They had Levi Wallace, starting cornerback, out. Matt Milano out. Tremaine Edmonds played. He had an AC sprain. And Dawson Knox, their tight end, were all out for that game. So you had a number of guys out for that game. Their defense was still trying to find themselves. They had 3 free agents that they picked up along the defensive line. Another guy coming off an ACL and Harrison Phillips. And then you had Star Lotulelei that had opted out on the season. I mean, so many different pieces along that front 6, front 7 of the Bills' defense. That defense is a totally different defense now. Weeks 12 through 17, top 5 in most statistical categories. And so when everyone said, oh my gosh, this Bills defense, they give up 4.5 yards a carry. I can't believe they stopped the Ravens defense. The last 6 weeks of the season, they were top 5 against the run. I mean, like, let's not just look at a season's worth of stats and make general assumptions without looking at the tape. This is not a poke fun at the national media type of segment. It is what it is. But saying all of that, if Patrick Mahomes, if that toe is an issue in this game, and he can't escape the pocket, I mean, I could honestly see this being a double-digit Bills win.
Wow, I'm not against you there at all. You would. By the way, I will take you back because it's a small world. Because so in 2006, so I was playing for the Philadelphia Eagles. Andy Reid was my head coach. My position coach was Sean McDermott.
Yep.
So it is a small world. And also, my special teams coach was John Harbaugh at the time, too, who obviously has done great things, too. I mean, it's amazing how these coaches, you know, they develop. Andy Reid's done such a great job there in Kansas City. McDermott's done a great job now. But I think you watch these coaches grow and you see them kind of develop. It's remarable. I mean, eventually, Ewood, you're going to be, you know, 10 years removed from the game at some point, and you're going to say, man, that guy was my position coach, and now he's the head coach of, you know, X whatever team it is. It's
no
kind of funny.
And I don't mean to hijack this, but I'm a question asker type of guy. Dustin, when you saw those two guys on Philadelphia staff, and I'm asking this in light of this being coaching hiring season.
Sure.
When you saw those two guys on staff, Sean McDermott and John Harbaugh, and I know Sean was much younger at the time, but when you looked at those two guys on staff, there had to be certain leadership qualities, like, and they probably possessed something from a, this guy can do this from a culture standpoint, not just an X's and O's guy. And I think they get so lost in the, hey, let's just hire this offensive coordinator because they have the best offense in the league. And then you see them leave a staff. They don't get to bring anybody with them from that staff. And then it doesn't work. And to me, like a guy like John Harbaugh is a great example. He's a special teams coach. People would say, man, how do you hire a special teams coach to be the head coach? Blah, blah, blah. Look at him. I mean, what did he win 2 Super Bowl titles there? They're in the playoffs every year, maybe 1 losing season. I mean, it's got to be a leadership thing, wouldn't you say?
No question. And the funny thing is, you know, McDermott to me reminds me a lot of Kevin Stefanski, because like when I was with Sean, he was such a calm, like cool cat. Like he never ever got too high. He would always ask the players, "Hey, what do you think here?" He'd be like, "B Doc, what do you think? You know, Mike Lewis, what do you think? You know, Lito, what do you think?" And like he would ask the players like what they thought we should do. And he never yelled. He never like got like mad at players. And I think Stefanski, from a Cleveland standpoint, it's kind of the same thing, where I think it's important for coaches to kind of keep that even keel. Now Harbaugh is a little different. Harbaugh getting your ass a little bit more than McDermott. Right. But like Sean has this perfect even level like demeanor that I think the team shows. And our team in Cleveland with Stefanski, not to kind of go back and forth, but I think they're very similar in terms of the way that they coach, the way that they respect their players, and the way their players actually respect him back, because, you know, he's not one of those guys that's a rah-rah guy. He's not going to MF you every other word. He's not going to do this. And I think that helps. I think that it keeps guys calm. I think when you watch the Buffalo Bills play in games, whether you're down 10, whether you're up 10, there's no difference. Like the team plays the same.
You're exactly right. And those guys are out there having fun too. And,
yeah.
And those coaches are letting those guys play. To your point, literally I have Luke Kuechly on my podcast. It's called What's Next with Eric Wood. I have Luke Kuechly on after they shut down the Ravens. I said, I want to hear from someone that played under McDermott's defense in Carolina. Who better than Luke Kuechly? So Luke was talking about how Sean McDermott would do the same thing, even when he was a defensive coordinator. Hey, Luke, what do you like here? What don't you like? Okay, well, we can't do that because of this, but let's put that in. And it's like you give the player some ownership, and then all of a sudden they got to make it work. Like if you give a suggestion, you have to make that work in games. And coaches know, the good coaches know that, and they understand that.
We're talking with Eric Wood, Bills analyst, former NFL offensive lineman. Eric, when you look at Josh Allen's play, right, you know, he'd been very up and down his first couple of years. This year, he's played at, you know, if not an MVP level, a near MVP level. What's been the biggest difference for him this season?
Well, when you look at it statistically, what has allowed him to be, you know, top five in most passing categories would be the fact that the completion percentage went up. He was last in the NFL his rookie year in completion percentage. He was last his second year, and then this year he's fourth in the NFL completion percentage. That brings the touchdowns, that cuts down the interceptions, and that gets the yards up there. When you look at bringing in a guy like Stephon Diggs, they brought in Gabriel Davis, and then last year they brought in Cole Beasley and John Brown. They brought in a bunch of guys that could separate. And when accuracy is an issue with quarterbacks, and you guys know this, like if you take NFL quarterbacks and have them go out on a field and throw through tires and hula hoops, and they all look pretty good, but it's understanding where to throw it, timing with receivers, understanding where they're supposed to be, and then having guys that can separate. They got four guys that can separate on the outside, and then Josh has got a great relationship with those guys. Brian Daboll has done a great job from a play calling standpoint as well, but it's having a lot of guys on the outside that can separate from defensive backs. That helps the quarterback tremendously. And then from a decision making standpoint, Josh has eliminated a lot of the bonehead plays that you saw the first couple years. But with Josh, the highs were so high that you always thought, man, if he could just eliminate those few plays a game, he's going to be an MVP caliber quarterback. And this year he was able to do that. And I think he's just getting further and further away from being at the junior college, being at Wyoming, where he played in his college ball, where everything was on his back. Like now Josh realizes, like, wow, they have off coverage. I'm just going to sling it out to Stephon Diggs and let him go get 8 yards. Well, then the next time that cornerback's got to come up, oh, shoot, now I can take a shot down the field. And he's just understanding the game at a whole new level this year.
Eric, good stuff, man. You're obviously very confident in the Bills. I can't wait for this game. It's going to be a great game. Both games should be big this weekend. We appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. And what I've been saying all week is like, it does me no good to come on here and not be a homer of my
Why
Bills
not?
Anyway.
So, do it. Yeah. So, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the repercussions are some tweet bashing. Yeah. I can handle that.
I'm also the people here who are rooting for the Bills anyway.
Don't worry, I'll have my Bills gear on Sunday. My son will have his gear on. We'll be rooting for Buffalo, and hopefully we can get to a Super Bowl.
Absolutely, my man. Thank you guys for having me on. It was a pleasure.
We appreciate
it.
Wood.
Thanks, buddy.
There you go, Eric Wood.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.